some tourists, the Rebbe Rabbonim on Purim. And when we settle in a little bit more in the next few weeks, so we're going to start learning Mitzvashem about Kedushas Levi, about Levi Tzibaditsha. But there's a cheshman of when to do things, and I'd rather after Purim, Mitzvashem, to learn some more tourists in Rebbe Rabbonim. And Baruch Shechian Mikimanu, that we're able to be here together, and to be able to learn, and to, is that Baruch? Hey, Sadik, how you doing?
He heard so much about this, he said he has to see himself.
Yeah, give him a full tour. But the lights, downstairs, the lights, I think, yeah. That we should fill every inch of this of the shul and the best measures with the light of the Baal Shem Tov, the light of Chassidus, the light of Torah. That's why we're here, and that's what all the excitement is about. Not just a nice building; it's a stamp of the Metropolitan Opera is nice, and well, I was never there. That sounds like a cultured thing to say, you know. Yankee Stadium. You know, Bloomingdale's, those are the places I've been to. So we're here to initiate and to bring Torah into the Beis Medrash. So what better way to start with some Torah from the Rebbe Rabbonim on the Yontif of Purim? We have to start making our Hachanas. We have to start getting ready for Yontif. So on page Samach Gimel, where it says Purim, right? You have two pages. You have two pages, one that has front and back, and the other that is just the front. So on the one that has a front and back, page Samach Gimel, where it says Purim. Isa, Chazal have taught, Melacha laikabilu alayu, that as far as the prohibition of doing work is concerned, we never accepted that upon ourselves. Chazal never made any takana, and the Jewish people at that time never accepted upon themselves to celebrate Purim as a yontif where we wouldn't do any melacha. So therefore Purim we drive and so on. It would have made it a lot easier with Shalach Manas, of course, but we weren't mekabel and iser of melacha. So we work, meaning we're not supposed to go to work on yontif, on Purim. If possible, one should not work on Purim, but it's not aser, midin, to do melacha on Purim. Well, the Sar Ksiv, Lassos Hassam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. The Gemara learns this out, because it says in the Pasuk, Lassos Hassam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, that the Jewish people have made these days into days of feasting and of rejoicing. So we have a mitzvah of Simcha Purim, we have a mitzvah to have a Sudas Purim, a meal for Purim, but we don't have a minyan of an Issa Malacha, we're allowed to turn our lights and to the drive, and there's no minyan of Yontiv on Purim. Viliyantiv loksiv, but it does not say in the Megillah yantiv. Umadulo kabilo alayu. So the question is, why tak is it we didn't? Why weren't we makabel as a yantiv? The Jewish people have the ability; we have the halachic power to do such a thing. The chacham have the ability to do such a thing. Klai Yisrael was not makabel Purim as a yantiv that should be forbidden with melacha. Why is that? Valo isa. The fact is that we all know that on Purim there was a huge Kabbalah of Torah. That's when we really accepted the Torah fully. That until that time, as we learned last week, that until the time of Purim, we begrudgingly acknowledged that we had no choice but to be Jews. It was only at Purim where it says Kimu v'Kiblu that as Rashi says, that mi'ahavas aneis, because of the love for Hashem, as a result of the miracle of Purim, that we now accepted the Torah out of love. So Purim is a time to accept upon ourselves as much as possible. And yet we don't find that there is any din of yontiv. We work on Purim. Ulam adonis keni omar b'shem harebi rabunim zal. So the Imre Mrs. grandfather, the Chiddush Arim, said in the name of the Rebbe Rabunim, Ki Chanukah u'Purim machzikim es b'nei Yisrael begolus. We've spoken about this many times in the shul, that the two Yomim Tovim of Chanukah and Purim are sustaining the Jewish people, are holding us, are keeping us alive, physically and spiritual, during these years of golus. Kihein Yomim Toivim V'Yemos HaKol. There's a very big subject in the Svarim. That Chanukah and Purim Adavke Yomim Tovim that take place on a weekday. On a weekday. With driving, with turning on the lights, with running back and forth in the stores, running into the store and getting a last minute thing and so on and so forth. Purim, at least you see that, Purim, that there is an need to dress Yontiv Dik on Purim, but then everybody is disguised. But at least you see Purim, people wear Shabbos clothing, the Chassidim go in Shtreimels on Purim. Chanukah is all together, even by lighting the Chanukah candles, some tzaddikim wear Shtreimel, others davka wear weekday clothing. Chabad, they davka wear weekday clothing. Other tzaddikim also wear weekday clothing, davka, not to put on the Shabbos kapot, the Shabbos bekesha. On Chanukah. Purim, there's a different meaning with the levushim, with the clothing, davka. Anybody that reads Megillas Esther knows there's something going on with the clothing. The whole story of Purim is connected to clothing. so there's a separate meaning of clothing. But as far as melacha, as far as work is concerned, Purim and Chanukah, davka are vachedik, the davka weekday, Yom Tovim. Kiyem Yom Tovim b'yemos hachol. The fact is that we can't read the Megillah. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, even though it's for a side reason. But we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, that's a fact. Chanukah candles that we light is because it's just part of the hemshech of the 8 days of Chanukah. But really it's a different inyan. It's a different inyan. So why is this? Kihein yamim taivim yimos achol v'hem yoyse kreivim el ha'adam. So the Rebbe Rabbunim is saying a very profound thing. The difference between Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shonim Kippur, the difference between those Yom Tovim that are forbidden to do work, and the Yom Tovim of Chanukah Purim, is that, as it says in the Svarim, that the inyan of the other Yom Tovim is that we go to Hashem's place. So there's a mitzvah by Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos to go up to Yerushalayim, which is symbolic of each Jewish person's efforts to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the emphasis there is on man's movement towards Hashem. Chanukah and Purim is not like that. The inyan of Chanukah and Purim, which are Yom Tovim that are Midrabanan from the sages, the Yom Tovim that ultimately began with human beings, not from Shemayim. Chanukah and Purim began on earth. The other Yom Tovim began in heaven. Therefore, the difference is that Chanukah and Purim Kivyochel Hashem comes to visit us. It's a very big difference. And everything, as far as the entire Yontif is defined. On Chanukah and Purim, Chanukah, you see it very clearly that you light the menorah, which is usually in the Beis HaMikdash, there's an inyan to light a menorah. All of a sudden, I become a little kohen gadol, and in my house, stand there, you know, doing an avodah from the Beis HaMikdash on my windowsill, which is an amazing thing. And the Shekhinah comes into there, and it's lower than 10 tefachim, and the whole thing, it's amazing. In other words, Hashem is paying us a house call. Same thing, Purim, the inyan of Purim, and that's why you all know there's a famous teaching from Nesos. I'm sure that you must have heard this, that even the Misnagdim know this, Tyre, that the difference between the dreidel and the grager, right? That there too, even between Chanukah and Purim, there is a difference. But you see that that Chanukah, the dreidel, is held from above, and by Purim, the grager is held from below. That the inyan of Purim is the most weekday, mundane mitzvahs. On Purim, not only are Jews not himmeldik, not like heavenly, but they're so completely, completely like floored. People that get drunk, they're mamish on the floor. And otherwise, it's the whole day, and the frest and the est, and like, you know, it's like the whole day is a day like Chanukah here has more of an edelkeit, the candles, and the Chanukah Torah is real deep Torah. Purim, even the Torah was like a Purim Rav, a Purim Rabbi. The Torah was Purim Torah. Whenever somebody says something that's silly, it's called Purim Torah, right? And then the inyan of Purim is Davka Ada Lo Yoda, till you can't tell the difference between the clearest truth, which is blessed as Mordechai and cursed as Haman. So the inyan of Purim is that what we're saying at Purim is, Rabbi Shalom, this is our Yontiv, and in all due respect, you're our guest on this Yontiv. And therefore, because it's our Yontiv, the minig is according to the minig HaMakom. Now, the minig follows the balabais, the balabas. When you come to someone's house, even though you might have your own minig, your own customs, it's not when you come to somebody's house, if he stands for kiddush, you stand up. If he sits for kiddush, you sit down. You don't fear your own kiddush or your own minhagim. You're coming to somebody's house. You go by his customs. Same thing. On Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we're feeling like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Those are his Yom Tovim, so to speak. Even though Klal Yisrael has a say in the calendar, of course. But those are Yom Tovim that came with amazing miracles that were initiated from above. Therefore, we go up to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim we follow the customs. Therefore, since in Shemayim there is no physical labor, that's meaningless. Therefore, we understand that, and even though we eat, because that has to do with the karbonis and so on, but as far as Moloch is concerned, we become like angels, and we don't work. We're removed from the physical world. Because we're visiting Hashem, and we're playing on His terms, on Yontif. When it comes to Chanukah and Purim, it's been a hapechuk, especially Purim. Purim was a Yontif that began Midrabanan. Its origins are from this world, not from the world above. And therefore, Kivyochel on Purim, the Rebbe Avudim saying, is that Hashem enters into our lives instead of seeking Him, He's seeking us, and He's asking Kivyochel Rishus to come into our homes. Therefore, the rules on Purim are human rules: drinking, eating, running around, Shalach Manas. Everything about Purim is human. Even Matanas Davyanim, it all has to do with taking care of human beings and being the Sameach human beings. Very physical. There's on Pesach, even on the Shal Shogam, even though there's eating, but the eating is also part of the Seder of the Korbanis and the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach. It's offering to Hashem. On Purim, it's just the opposite. On Purim, Hashem is offering to us. And there are many, all the stories of the Tzaddikim and Purim have to do with this theme. That there's a different Bechina. On Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to us. On the other Yontifs, we go up to Him. And therefore, on Purim, Purim Davke is a Vachidik Yontif. It's not on Shabbos. The Davke takes place during the week. And the reason that the Rebbe Rebbeinu is saying is, it takes place in a weekday type of a way. You turn on lights and you drive in a car. And that's why the Rebbe Rebbeinu says that Davke, Chanukah and Purim that take place during the week are the Yom Tovim that are holding us and keeping us until Mashiach comes. Why? Because these are Yom Tovim that the Jewish people initiated in the darkness of exile, without the clarity. I mean, even though Hanukkah there was a Beis HaMikdash, we understand that it was at the time that there was no longer prophecy, and the Golos is already really the wheels were turning. So, these two Yom Tovim have the power, have the ability to hold us during the most profane, the most mundane, the most secular periods of our history. Whereas the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are very, very exalted and amazing, so you have to be at a very high level to meet up with that. But Purim and Hanukkah have reached down to each and every Jew. See, so I remember when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, I told this to you in the past, when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, so I grew up as a kid, we used to sing Chag Purim, Chag Kippurim, Chag Adar Hu LaYudim, which you all sang. When I lived in Eretz Yisrael, so there was a construction site next door to where we lived in Netanya, the building. And the guys left work, Erev Purim, and they were saying, Chag Purim, Chag Adola Po'alim. I mean, it's a big holiday for the working class, because they get off. Chag Adola Po'alim. They were singing that. It was so sweet. Chag Adola Po'alim. It's a big yontif for who? For the schleppers, you know, for the schleppers, for the workers. It's a big yontif. But even the simplest Jew on Purim, he has a chiyus. He becomes excited. I'm not going to go through the famous. There's a long story, a famous story about Kuzhin Samagid. Shlomo Kabel used to say it over with his own, adjustments. God bless him. But it's a famous story from Kuzhin Samagid that there was that yid that didn't have that he came in and the Kuzhin Samagid said no. But Rabbi Marshall, or where's your shalchmanis? He didn't bring many shalchmanis. Rabbi shalchmanis. I don't have anything. I don't have a penny. I don't even have food for my children. I wish I could bring shalchmanis. Shabbi said, what's the matter with you? He says, Maishal, today is Haitis Pidim. It's Purim. So what are you worried about? Today is Purim. You go out and tell and say, today is Purim, and you worry tomorrow, you don't have to worry, right? Today is Purim. It's all Maishal. So he went into the store and he says, give me 5 pounds of this, 10 pounds of that. They say, Maishal, You have to pay. He says, that's what you're talking about on Purim? Today is Purim. You know, they have an expression by Jews, not every day is Purim, right? So, but today is Purim. What are you worried about? Freilich and Purim? That's it, I'm not worried. Right, you know, he goes like this, and he was able to, it's a famous story, and he was able to put together not only a beautiful shachmas, but once he got to this whole thought of today is Purim, he bought clothing for the kids, he bought his suit this Purim, and he walks into the house with boxes, and the wife never saw such a thing, and Freilich and Purim, he says, are you crazy? What are you doing? We don't have any money to pay for this. That's not our Indian, today is Purim. The Rebbe said, today is Purim, today is Purim. He comes to Kushan Samaga with a beautiful fruit platter, like a shalchmanis, and the Kushan Samaga says, no, Maishala, haint this Purim. He says, Rebbe, haint this Purim, a Freilich and Purim. And the Rebbe Mamash lifted up his head. In the end, there's a whole famous, that's a famous mice. In the end, I'm not going to tell this over now because I'm sure you heard of it, that in the end there was a nais, that somebody died, and there was a Yerushim with the money, with the bank, and he took a loan. The kids, he became a rich Jew after that. Because the next day, people get for the money, obviously. It's not every day is Purim. But you know that by Purim, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, that Esther Malka asked that when Achashverosh said, no, after the first day of the Shechita, what could I do for you? Achatzia Malchus, right? Esther Achashverosh said, what could I do for you? So she said that Mocha Kedas Hayayim, that tomorrow should be like today. In other words, that the Jews should be able to also kill the Amalekim tomorrow. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that this Inyan is on Purim, that there's a Koch of Purim, that if you really, really believe in Purim, that you can make tomorrow also, like today. You're not stuck in today. But it can be also tomorrow. That's why if you look at with Amalek, everything with Amalek, it always says Mochar, tomorrow. I'm not going to go through right now. We'll see a little bit later on. We'll talk about it more. But there's a lot of tomorrow when it comes to Purim, when it comes to the whole Inyan of Michias Amalek, Mochar. Even in Chumash, when it says Tzehi Lochem, also there it says tomorrow, go fight against Amalek. Everything is the Inyan of Vaita, going Vaita. So this is how the Rebbe Rabbanim explains, this is what he means. He says, Kehen Yom Tovim B'Yomaisachol, that these days take place, Chanukah Purim Davka on the weekday, V'em Yoyseh Kroivim El Ha'odom. Therefore, we feel closer to them. It's interesting. Generally, Jews, have an excitement about Chanukah and Purim that you don't see by Shavuos. You don't see, but even, you know, Pesach, the Seder has a certain aura. But Shavuos, you don't see such a thing. Shavuos is Kabbalah Torah. Chanukah Purim, even people who are not religious, if you ask them, no, how is Yom Hashanah Rabbah? He thinks you're crazy. Well, what's Yom Hashanah Rabbah? But if you ask him, what was Chanukah? So he has his Hasag. Even, all right, it's not really a Yom Kippur, but he understands that there's something Purim also. There's a Hargosha, there's a feeling that there's something special. These are the Yom Tovim that are holding us to Golus. These are the last Yom Tovim that we have. These are the final Yom Tovim that we have. That's what the Rebbe explains. Therefore, we have more of a shaychus to a vachidik yontif, because we're vachidik people. We're plain people. We're water carriers. We're schleppers. We don't have a shaychus. Pesach shul sukkah is beautiful, but it's really like, you know, for gehoyben for high people, great people that can go up to Yerushalayim, go up to the Beis Hamikdash, and can talk to a kindness. And we're just regular guys. We're pa'alim. We're just a bunch of working people. And for the working people, we feel more of a shaykhus. Just like I mentioned a few months ago, we were learning something, and I said, hey, you see, it's interesting when you go to Tzras, you go to the Kras, people get all excited, they'll go to the Arizal, they'll go to the Shulchan Aruch's Kever, they go to Luchad Daidi, they go to Beis Yosef, and you have Hoshea HaNavi buried over there. Hoshea Ben Beri, the Navi, that's where all the things are growing, nobody even goes there. You have Nevi'im that are buried in Eretz Yisrael. You have Nevi'im. But it's more exciting to go to, you know. Why? Not that we have a shaykhus that is out people like us, but more than we have to a Navi. A Navi is like, you know, forget it, it's out of our league. So we don't feel much of a connection. We don't feel much of a connection. If Moshe Rabbeinu's burial site was known, it wouldn't attract as many people as Rabbi Nachman's. Guaranteed. Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, it's very chashuv. But it wouldn't. Because why? It's so out of our league. The Nevi'im are so beyond us. Look, the Rambam is buried in Tveria. The Rambam. We don't see thousands of people going there. I'm sure many of you have been by the Rambam's. Yeah, they say that's the same place. The Shalach Kodesh is there. There are Tanoim there. Right next to the, before you go into the Rambam, the Tanoim are there. Yeah. I mean, there are Tanoim there. You don't see there thousands of people lighting candles by Rabbi Shimon or something else. That's Rabbi Shimon by Yochai is a different Indian. Even Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, it's more because of the promises that came to us through the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov and the students and the Tzaddik and the Rechaim HaKadosh. But you go in Eretz Yisrael, you can have Hillel and Shammai. Ooh, what? Tanoim. Why? Because these are Shabbatic people. These are like out of our league. But when you talk about Achroinim, you go to a kevi, you see this over here is where the Achayim HaKadosh and HaZaisim, where you're able to go. Even if you go there where the Rambam is buried, you'll find more people davening in Tveria by the Ramchal's grave. More of a shach to Ramchal. Ramchal was only a few hundred years ago. Right next to Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva? Okay, so we feel closer to Rabbi Kiva because we're more familiar with it. But it's interesting. So the difference is because Rabbi Kiva is Shabbos Dik, Rabbi Kiva is Yontiv Dik, and it's out of our league. So we don't feel much of a shaykhus, but with the later tzaddikim, there's more of a connection. Therefore, this is the excitement that the Jewish people have for him. That's what he says. Liyam Tovim Shel Chol Yesh Lanu Shaykhus. To these weekday Yontivs, we have more of a connection. They menichim reshima, and they make more of an impact. They leave a roshim, they make an impact upon the person, because it's more connected to people like ourselves. Therefore, davke, we never accepted that the Jewish people did not accept that it should be a yantiv that should be forbidden with the malacha. Absolutely not. Purim is davke to turn on lights and to go into a car, and davke to not to. Then it shouldn't be Yontif, it should be a weekday Yontif. It should be a weekday, not Yontif. Beis. This is such a profound Torah. I'm just going to try to understand it. HaRebbe Rabbunim. Omer al Maimer Azor Kodesh Yom HaKippurim Hu Yom Kiyom Purim. So everybody knows that Yom Kippur is like Purim. Yom Kippur, which the Sram say means that Purim is even greater, because it says Yom Kippur is Kippurim. It's like Purim. So like the Sram say, so who is depending on who? It means that Yom Kippur is Kippurim. It means that Purim is the greatest day. So there are a lot of explanations. What does this mean? That Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim, that it's like Yom Kippur. Mashma meditoli Yom Kippurim bepurim Yom Kain Purim goli yosem Yom Kippurim, the Rabbi says. So it sounds like Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur resembles Purim. It means that Purim is greater. Why? V'omar, so the Rebbe Rabbunim said, because Shabbat Yom Kippur ma'ane es haguf. On Yom Kippur, one torments the body, meaning you deny the body food and drink and so on. The body is oppressed. The body is denied on Yom Kippur. That's hard. It's a difficult day. It's an amazing day. Ubepurim man es hadas. But Purim is even greater. Why? Because on Purim, the mind is deprived. You starve the mind. What does that mean? The Chazal Amru Mechayev Inish Liv Sume Bepuria Ad Lo Yoda Ben Orer Haman Lebarach Mordechai. But the mitzvah is on Purim to drink so much that you no longer have the seichel, the das, the awareness to make a distinction between blessed as Mordechai and cursed as Haman. So therefore Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. Whereas Yom Kippur, I am lifting myself up to a higher level by denying my body what's coming to it, food and drink. Purim is even greater because I'm denying my seichel what's coming to it, which is what? The intelligence and the awareness to discern between right and wrong. Therefore, it's on an even higher level. No. So what does that mean? Mishumzei says, Tolu Yom HaKippurim Bepurim. Therefore, Yom Kippur is depending upon Purim, but Purim is really on a higher level. So let's just try to understand, for some simple people like us, what the Rabbi Rabbunim is talking about. What makes Purim so great? We certainly value intelligence, we value awareness. So the greatness of Purim is that not only is my body being uplifted by what? My physical life is being transformed because my body is being denied that food and drink, but on a much higher level, on a deeper level, is Purim, that where I suspend intelligence. There's no intelligence on Purim. Purim is dafka to get drunk, so you don't think. Therefore, Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. Why is that? No? Why is that? That sounds like a bad thing. I mean, the most important thing for a Jew is his mind. Das is the most important thing you can have. Huh? It's a sacrifice to give up one's awareness, to give up one's knowledge or one's das. It's a sacrifice. That's true. We'll see if we could talk about something else besides the sacrifice, Karen. I think that's probably believe it, that's what you mean. The sacrifice of giving up your awareness, of giving up your das, right? For Hashem. You know, listen, let's face it, we all like to eat, and we like to drink, we like this world. But if there's one thing that we hold on to even tighter than a hot dog or a pastrami sandwich is an opinion. Oh, an opinion? That's with Mesiris Nefesh. I mean, and we're opinionated. No, person's about das. About das means, I think this is the way it is, and this is the way it has to be. On Yom Kippur, a person says, I enjoy this world, I eat and I drink, and this is what gives me, this is my mechai, this is what I enjoy. It's hard to give that up. But it's harder to give up an opinion. It's harder to give up a way of thought, a way of thinking that you become used to. Purim is on such a level that a person suspends. He reaches that way of thinking. He reaches a level ad la yada. But in Bechlal, it's not me. It's not up to what I think. It's not my opinion. It's the highest level of sacrifice that Blim is talking about, Karen. It's the highest level of sacrifice of ad la yada. And depriving the mind of what it demands is much greater than depriving the body of what it demands. It's a much higher level. Therefore, Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. It's only Yom Kippur. It's because on Purim I have the ability to subjugate my own das to Hashem's das, to say that my das doesn't count. Even though in my way of looking at reality, I see a big difference between Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai is good and Haman stinks. But that's the way I see things. Therefore, in my life, the way I look at things is that my friend has a good and I have a bit. To be able to come to such a level where a person says, there's no difference. I live just as an expression of Hashem's will. And if Hashem is expressing His will by denying me something that I would like to have, or by, God forbid, giving me difficulties, so be it. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to live. That's the most amazing level to be on. That I no longer look at reality and define reality based upon my distinction between good and evil, but I accept that Hashem's das, that Hashem's wisdom, His intelligence, transcends mine. And that is the hardest thing, it's the most painful thing. You know that I've mentioned this many times, that when you're in an argument with somebody, especially with someone that you love, when it's somebody that you don't care for, it doesn't make much difference, but when it's someone that you love, so when you're in an argument, even long after you realize that you're wrong, you know, how often you just keep on going? You keep on going. And you know inside you, you know, like when the person said a certain svar that got you, and you keep on saying like these things, and then if it's really bad, then you just use force, like to bully your opinion across. But it's the hardest thing to let go of an opinion. It's very hard. And that's the union of Purim, that's drinking of Purim. Drinking of Purim takes away my das. And therefore, it's complete and total submission to God's will. Beyond my das. The whole union of Ad L'Yada is amazing. That's Dafka on Purim. That's why the union of wearing costumes on Purim is that they're saying that it's not the way that it seems to me. I look at this person, he looks to me like he's a Haman. Hashem says he's a Mordechai. He's not a Mordechai, he's a Mordechai. I don't know. Hashem knows, I don't know. That's the union of Purim. Yeah. Soda. It's a problem. The answer to that is not to have a sip or something, but this mechayv inish l'tsumi v'puria does not apply to women. The pshat in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the whole yontiv of Purim is because of Esther HaMalka. So you would say that if anybody has the right or the privilege to drink on Purim, it should be the women, yeah? But the inyan of drinking on Purim is to reach a level of being beyond das. So tzaddikim say that women don't have to drink to get to that point. They don't have to drink. A man has to drink. In other words, he has to take something artificial in order to change their level of das. So a woman could be in a state of not having das even without drinking. If you hear that the wrong way, it's very insulting. Right? But that's b'chlal not, since it's the highest madrega. It doesn't mean to be dumb or idiotic. It means to be completely subservient to Hashem's will, which is more the tev of a woman. To be a makabel, to receive, and to acknowledge, and to accept, which is the nature of a woman more than a man. Which is what it means, noshem dait and kalos. But that's considered to be, drinking for a woman is considered to be so artificial and so dangerous to her dignity, it so endangers her dignity, and the standards of her tznias are so potentially compromised by drinking that the Chachamim Baruch Hashem sought to defend her dignity and to insist that she reaches a level of ad lo yada without drinking. Because by a woman that could dafka cause her to descend from a madrega of ad lo yada to a level of das. And for a man, drinking has the opposite effect. Even for a man, you know as well as I do that to a large extent it's not something which is holy that's going on, it's something which is very often becomes ugly and silly and it loses the whole inyan of Purim that was by the tzaddikim. I just heard my future son-in-law tell me a beautiful thing that he heard from the Baba Rebbe, in the name of the Baba Rebbe. He said that on Purim, the Baba Rebbe had, Allah Hashem, who passed away, that the Rebbe would have hundreds of glasses of wine, and on Purim, the Chassidim would go line up, thousands of Chassidim, each one would come and have a glass of wine and make a l'chaim and a bracha. And there was a chassid that came there, and he has a drink of wine, makes a l'chaim, and he takes a second glass. And the Rebbe is just looking at him, and he says, L'chaim. He takes a third glass. So the Rebbe says to him, whatever, Yankele, to other people. So he says, Rebbe, what can I do? He says, Ad lo yada, that says in the Gemara, and by me, one glass doesn't do it. I don't reach a level of Ad lo yada by having one glass of wine. So the Rebbe said to him, he says, it used to be that there were Jews who could reach a level of Ad lo yada by enjoying watching another Jew have something. But our generation, you can only reach your level by having it yourself. It's a very, very deep word. That a person's able to have a simcha to see another Jew having a simcha, ad lo yada. But you have to be ad lo yada to you. So the Baba Rebbe says, all right, so take a glass. But I'm not misspelled from this drinking. I don't go for it. So you see that now, Dafkin, this Indian, such chumras that they have in the yeshivas with the boys with drinking, whoa, this Indian of drinking became like the biggest mitzvah. So you have to be very careful that it should be L'Shem Shammai. That's a little bit, there's L'Shem Shammai. That's why it says, Chai Vinish L'Fsumi V'Puria. The tzaddikim say that really the highest level is to be intoxicated by Purim. L'Fsumi V'Puria. That Purim itself should intoxicate you. And then for that kind of a Jew, who drinks, if he's intoxicated by the yontiv of Purim, then the drinking brings out nice things. But if it's not Purim that gets you drunk, but just the drinking, then it usually turns ugly. It's not a nice thing. So, I personally, I don't go for the whole, a little bit, but I don't go for the indulging and the whole that goes on in the streets and Chil Hashem. I don't have to explain, what goes on. That they have to see, that non-Jews should see such a thing, that they have to have in front of yeshivas police coming and taking boys away, all kinds of the last few years. My father said he doesn't remember any time in Europe that it was such a thing that, people got drunk, even, but it wasn't such a thing. It never got ugly. There was never anything going on, no problems. In America, it became such a big thing. It was so religious that it became a big thing, ad lo yada.
Yeah, is it possible that maybe because of the parallel between Purim and Yom Kippur, that you could say Ine Hadas doesn't really have anything to do with alcohol, but it's more that because there's an Avodah on Purim, maybe because Lahashman Laharalu Ave with the Suda and Mishloach Manos, that it's such a physical holiday that if a Jew is supposed to have an Avodah to minimize his physical desires and his desire to eat a lot, that Purim forces that person to stop that avoda and engage fully in that physical desire, that there's that type of an inay of his das, that he's doing something contrary to what his avodas Hashem normally should be.
Excellent.
And that maybe is harder than just abstaining from...
100%. What you're saying is the Sfasam is obvious that we can talk about. That for a person, especially a person who's on a higher level, it's very, very difficult to descend into that whole Purim thing. It's much harder. Like for us, it's the easiest thing. Like, you know, it's just putting a hex on stuff that we do anyway. It's like, okay, now it's like a mitzvah. but for an adam gadol, for a tzaddik, what an avoider that is. What an avoider that they say that on Purim, Rabbi Chanan Vasmi used to smile. You know what that was? The whole year they never saw him smile. Rabbi Chanan Vasmi used to smile on Purim. It's a thing that they waited the whole year to see, that he would smile on Purim. It was an avoider to descend into this world. And that meant the suspension of their normal way of serving Hashem. And isn't that the greatest level? That's the greatest service of Hashem at all. To go against everything. To sacrifice everything. Just to be an Eved Hashem, a simple servant of Hashem. Even if it means, you know, this kind of, you know, frolicking and carrying on and so on. But, that's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. That's right. Sram talk about that a lot. Okay, Gimel. Gimel and Dalet are connected. There's a little in here of Kabbalah, but let's see if it's possible to maneuver around it. Pam achas, bo harebi Rebbe Henoch Lakoyin Melexander, la Rebbe Rebunim Zatzal Bepurim, va omeloi shereitzel asis tshuva. So the Rebbe Rebbe Henoch from Alexander came to the Rebbe Rebunim, his Rebbe, and on Purim said he wants to do tshuva. He wants to do tshuva. Va omarav HaKadosh Rebbe Avraham Moshe Zatzal, but Purim tshuva? So the Rabbunim's son was there, Rabbi Avraham Moshe, and he says, what are you talking? The Purim Tshuva? What are you coming to talk about? What is it? The Purim Tshuva? Mitmi means the Kasha. What are you talking? Purim Tshuva? And then the Rabbi Rabbunim said, Salvama, Haluhat Sadik, my Rabbi Abhanach. What do you mean? He's right. First of all, there must be a connection, because if it's Yom Kippurim, obviously there's a connection between Yom Kippur and Purim. And if Yom Kippur is a day of forgiveness, a day of Tshuva, then certainly Purim is a day of Tshuva. But the Rebbe Rabbunim said that he's right. Haliyat Sadik my Rebbe Rabbe Henoch Zatzal. Dechsev la hashiv. Listen how profound this is. I mean, it's hard to explain. La hashiv machsheves Haman ben Hamdasa. Now, you remember Haman had this conspiracy, this plot against the Jews. And Mordechai and Esther were trying to figure out a way. La hashiv machsheves Haman. La hashiv means what? What? To return. Literally means to return. Okay, it means to undermine. But it means to set things back in time. I mean, Haman came up with this plot, and he got the king to sign, you know, the whole thing. So now, Lahashiv means, how do we go back in time? How do we, like, play the film backwards, before Haman had that whole thing, blah, 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 and that the book, and the king should take his hands off the paper, the seal, and nothing happened. That's what it means, to return. La hashiv machshev es haman. That's what Mordechai and Esther are trying to figure out. What could we do? The English won't say that, to return. The English will say to, whatever, to change, to rescind. But the idea, of course, is exactly what Avi said, to return, to come back before. That's what tshuva is, right? Before. Yeah, we can. Tshuva means going back to before it ever happened. It means you could make the camera, the film can go backwards. It's an amazing thing. So the Rebbe Bunim says, what are you saying? Of course, Rebbe Henoch is right. Purim is tshuva. It's lahashim makshev es haman. Makshev es haman doesn't only mean what Haman was conspiring. It means the little Haman inside of each and every one of us. There's a Haman. Right? That's the Yetzer Hara. It's the same thing. Lahashim makshev es haman. How do I return and go back in myself before Haman's plan? That's what Purim is about. So the Rebbe Bunim says, Dechsev lahashim makshev es haman ben abdosa. But Lahashi was Meloshin Shuva. That means with Shuva. V'chein Isa b'Gemara Adar Borin Shnin Michlamale Mekan Veilach Mishdemale. The Gemara says, he's going to explain this more in the next piece, which is really going further into this exchange with the Rabbi from Alexander. That what the Gemara says, that until 40 years, there's the eating is the main thing. But after 40, drinking has a bigger mila. Drinking. Now what changes when you're 40? In other words, eating is the ikker until 40. Drinking is the ikker after 40. What is that? So you know that what changes at the time that you're 40 is ben arborim labina. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that when a person reaches 40, that is the age of bina, of understanding. Now that koach of bina, which is not the same thing as chachma or das. Chachma means a flash of understanding. Bina means to think things through. The word bina is from the word livnos, to build. Lahavin davar metavta, or bina means to work an Indian through in your head. Chachma is not, chachma means like something comes to you, boom. But bina means I try to work it out. So bina, that ability to look at things in that kind of an analytical way that's called bina, it kicks in the strongest degree when a person turns 40, it says in Mishnah, ben arborim labina. Now, according to Kabbalah, but it can be understood even without the Kabbalah, bina is tshuva. Now, you know that there are different spheres, you know that, and there's the highest, there's crown, there's chabad, chachma bina das, then there's chesik with fez natalis malchus, okay, but chachma bina das, right, chabad. The three highest are called chabad, chachma bina das. So, according to the Zohar, tshuva originates in that level that's called bina, which is also called the mother. Chachma is male. Chachma is the father. Bina is feminine. Bina is feminine. That's why Chazal tells that women have an extra koach of bina. Bina is feminine. Bina is compared to a mother bird fluttering over the nest. Bina is lahavin davar mitoch davar. We see that with a woman. That a woman, that you're able to have, that there's one woman who's able to have inside of her, she's able to conceive a baby inside her womb. That means that one can give birth to another. In the process of thinking, bina means that I have a certain basic concept, and I'm able to build another concept and another concept, which means to give birth. To give birth. Tshuva comes in that world that's called bina. It says, yovin vishav virapalai, which means, levovo yovin, the heart shall understand. So Chazal say the heart is not, we don't usually associate the heart with understanding, it's the mind. So that's referring to tshuva. Tshuva. That the heart understands. So that's the quality of working something through. So the Rebbe says, that's what he's explaining. That beginning from the age of 40, drinking is the main thing. He brings the pasuk I just mentioned, shenemar, as it says, minas tshuva, that his heart will understand, he'll return to Hashem and will be healed. And on Purim, is there any other day of the year where drinking is as chashuv as Purim? Purim, the whole day of Purim, is that drinking is the most chashuv thing. Therefore, it's a day of returning to Hashem. So let's put it together. Let's take this whole thing and put it together. So there was a machlok between the tzaddikim. Rav Hanukh Alexander said, He says, Rebbe, I want to do tshuva. Rabbunim's son, Rabbi Avraham Moshe, says, what are you talking about? It's Purim. What are you coming with tshuva? It's not Yom Kippur. It's not Sesame Tshuva. It's Purim. So the Rebbe Rabbunim corrected his son and said that Rabbi Hanukal is right. That Purim is the inyan of tshuva. Why? Because the inyan of, because we find that drinking, especially wine, is something that is connected to the 40th year and on. Obviously, it doesn't mean to get drunk. Stop, 40-year-old. It means what? Drinking, which takes you to a level beyond the rational, adliyada, right? It means you go into a deeper way of looking at reality. It's not stuck with your opinion and your thought, but it goes, you're able to enter into something deeper than that. So that's connected to drinking, and that's connected to tshuva. Because bina, which begins when you're 40, is the ability to return to Hashem. Lahavin davar mitoch davar. Even though you would say that when I'm drinking, I don't understand anything. It's not true. When you're drinking, you don't have das, but you have bina. You have bina. And there's a difference. And the difference is that I cannot come to any clear conclusions when I'm drinking. Das, which means lamaisa, to come to any lamaisa conclusion. But as far as having a certain inner grip on reality, drinking brings that out. That's why it's very dangerous when people drink. They become honest. And you have to be very careful. When little children become honest, it's the sweetest thing in the world. They're always honest. It's so sweet. When adults can become honest, it can get ugly. So that's why it's scary for people. The worst thing is to find out, like after Purim, from a friend, that some of the things that he was saying. So he said, I can't believe I said this. I said, Tez, what do you mean, I can't believe? That's exactly what you always want to say. Chazal say, Mishnechnas Yayin, yes, so that when you drink, then the secrets come out. So, huh? Yeah, yeah. Not if you're stone drunk, then it's nothing. That's just, it's an animal. But a little bit. Chavish Lutsumi, a little bit of drinking? Yeah. Then you come to contact with your heart. Which brings you to that's why Yom Kippur has a very strong effect upon a person. You see, like a lot of times, in the yeshivas or people that they drink a little bit and they start to cry about, I want to be better, I'm going to do this. And that's an interesting thing. You find even lahavdil by standby drunks that they get serious when they. Some people when they drink, so they just a little bit they carry on, but then there's a stage of drinking that there's a certain seriousness that the person begins, he begins to unravel. It's a scary thing, but it's connected to Bina, which is the 40th year, which is also the time of Kabbalat HaTorah after 40 days. It's all connected to that. 40 days that the baby is being formed and the fetus is being formed, the initial period of the fetus, according to Halacha, the fetus is being formed in the mother's womb. And Bina is the feminine trait of understanding, of the understanding heart, which means not something which is seichel. Someone will tell you when he's not drinking, I'll be seichel, say, I'm a perfectly good guy, everything I do is fine. You give him a drink, he starts to cry, oh, am I a rush? I am such a rush. So which is true? Is he a tzaddik or is he a rush? Pick up. Or when you're sober, like what happens with all of that. Yeah, so that's why also the Nina Purim is Mochar, is tomorrow. That's why, where else do you have a yontif like that, Shushan Purim? It's an amazing thing, Shushan Purim. Shushan Purim is holier than Purim. Because Shushan Purim is the question of the next day when you're not drinking. Are you able to still carry with you those feelings that you had on Purim, those ideas, the tshuva of Purim? But this is why the Rebbe Abunim says that it is a time of tshuva. And that Rebbe Henochel is right. And he goes on to explain this in Dalet, know the kitshuva hibina, the nikkur bizar kadosh ima. He says an amazing thing here. We know that tshuva is bina, as we just learned, and that is called in the Zohar Kadosh, the mother. Bina is called the mother. Chochma is the father. Together they give birth to Das, which is the baby. But bina is the mother. Vatam shenikra kach. It's a beautiful name for a woman, by the way, for a girl, bina. Not too many people do that. I don't know. It's a nice name, bina. Vatam shenikra kach. Amar Rebbe from Lublin. The Rebbe from Lublin said, why? Techshaodam Misvado mischaret ulovavo shav. Why is it that bina is called a mother? So the chayzer said, because when a person is confessing his sins and he feels bad, and his heart is returning to Hashem, he feels brokenhearted. Hunasek ekutin shenaylet. He becomes helpless and he feels hopeless, like a little baby. And what does a little baby do? The little baby, of course, runs to his mommy. Barait tshuva he imo shielatito. Therefore, this is what I was explaining before. It's like tshuva is like the mommy that gave birth to this little boy or this little girl. But before you do tshuva, you're like a really tough, put together person. When you do tshuva, you become like a little baby. And you become like a little baby. So it turns out that tshuva was like your mother that gave birth to you. Because now you're like a little child again. You want to start again. And you're frightened. And you feel vulnerable about tshuva. So therefore, tshuva is bina, which is connected to the mother. Right, tshuva he imo shiladato. Tshuva gave birth to you. That's why it's called your mother. Vayadarkim shalai Rebbe Reb Hanach, Alexander, Vayrebi Avramoyshe v'Purim. Apparently they used to get together a lot on Purim. So the tzaddik, one of the greatest students of Rabbunim, was the Alexander. So together with the Rebbe Rabbunim's son, Rebbe Avramoyshe, v'Purim, be'eis shavolus ne Rebbe Rabbunim. So listen, the two tzaddikim, Rebbe Rabbunim's son, Rebbe Avramoyshe, and his student, Alexander, they came before the Rebbe Rabbunim on Purim, litein masval pneihem. They came disguised. They came in their Purim outfits. Rebbe Alexander, Shusi Yelenel, hitzig atzmai, kechosno, shalmaran ha-Rebbe Rabbi Avram Moshe, Shusi Yelenel. So look what happened. is that the... I didn't notice that at the end of this. Did I? No. It's okay. I think I remember it. So what happened is that the Rebbe from Alexander, he presented himself as if he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Avraham Moshe. Rabbi Avraham Moshe Hitzigatzmo Kichamov, he's the father-in-law of the Rabbi Alexander. And, of course, that was a joke, because, as it says, brothers, Shneim HaYubarach B'Gil Shavah, they're pretty much the same age. They were friends from the time they were little children. They were the same age. So what he was making believe he's his father-in-law, he's making believe he's the son-in-law. He came before his holy father-in-law, the Din Torah, the father-in-law against the son-in-law. And he was complaining. And he said, my son-in-law, this is of course make-believe, that my son-in-law, the Rebbe from Alexander, he's crying all day. So I can't take it anymore. Kippurim is man simcha, lo is man b'chiyah. It's the same, you see, it's the same Indian. That Purim is a day of rejoicing. That's the same thing that they had over the tshuva with in the piece before. So he says that Purim is a time of simcha. It's a time of simcha. Lo is man b'chiyah. And my son-in-law is making me crazy with the crying. Ve'eshiva aviv ha-kodesh ke'atzadikim chosna. But the Rebbe Rabbanim said, and this must be the story behind that last piece. That was only a half of the whole picture we had in the last piece. This must be the whole thing that happened. Come to that. So the Rebbe Rabbanim said that your son-in-law is right, meaning that the Rebbe from Alexander is right. Yan ki Purim yimei mishta, because Purim is a day of drinking, and then what it says at the end of the Torah is what the end of is over there, that it's a day of drinking. Drinking begins what? Primarily when you're 40. 40 means bina. Bina means the mother. It means tshuva. And a baby cries. It's the need of a baby to cry to his mother. Therefore, on Purim, there's nothing wrong with crying. Because Purim is a day of returning. And that's you return to your mother. And a little child cries to his mother when he needs help. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with crying on Purim. And that's why sometimes when people are drunk, they start to cry. That's why you have people, but they cry when they're drunk. The other people, that they're quiet. Some people cry. Some people are loud. The highest madrega is crying on Purim. It's a very high madrega. Like by a chuppah, by also, in the crying by a chuppah, it's also a very high madrega. By the chuppah, there's the need of crying. And Purim is also connected very much to the need of a chasna. Okay. Good. We'll stop here. I don't know if I already have Mar, but I don't know if there's a...